Hi everyone, thanks for coming to my talk. Today I will be talking about using the Firefox Profiler for web performance analysis. I am Nazım Can Altınova. I'm currently living in Berlin and I'm originally from Turkey. And I'm a software engineer at Mozilla. I'm working in the performance tooling team, which is responsible of Firefox Profiler. And these are my Twitter and GitHub handles if you're curious. So today I'm going to be talking about briefly what a profiler is, and then I'm going to switch to what Firefox Profiler is and its advantages are, and talk about how to capture a profile, and then after I'm going to talk about how to capture a good profile, and after this I'm going to be showing you the profiler analysis UI, and then I'm going to show you the profiler sharing feature. And lastly, I'm going to do a demo session where I'm going to open up a profile and show you the UI in a more interactive way. And then I will analyze two performance issues. So these performance issues are actually from Firefox Profiler itself. So we're going to be profiling the profiler. And the first performance issue is about iterating over a big loop. And the second one is about a reflow issue. So if you're curious about the Firefox Profiler already, you can check out profile.firefox.com, but we're gonna get into the details pretty soon anyway. So this is a quick preview about what you're gonna see when you open a analysis UI in the Firefox Profiler. But so it's kind of crowded if you are looking at it at the first time, but don't worry if it's looking intimidating. So we're going to get into the details of this UI pretty soon, and you're going to understand all the components. But first, we need to know what a profiler is, right? In a very broad explanation, a profiler is a tool that helps developers to analyze performance issues, and it gives insight. So I know that this is a very broad explanation, but this is because there are lots of different types of profilers. There are event-based profilers, statistical profilers, instrumentations, and heap profilers for memory profiling. So they all do different things under the hood, but essentially the goal is the same. They give insight about your program and about the execution of your program. So it will really take a lot of time to explain all those types, but at least I can explain to you what is the Firefox Profiler. So it's a built-in profiler that comes with Firefox. So you can profile your web apps, your web extensions, or even Firefox itself with it. And Firefox Profiler is a statistical profiler in its core, but there are also other types of data sources like markers and screenshots, and so it's a lot richer than just a statistical profiler. And so when you're recording a profile, statistical profilers works like that. This. So when you start recording, it stops the execution of the program every 1 millisecond and gets all the information that it needs. That can be like the call stack or CPU usage or any other type of information that it needs, and then resumes the program. So it continues to do that every 1 millisecond or every n millisecond. And then after that, when you capture that profile, it aggregates all this data and uses statistical approximation to visualize it for you. So a little bit of history. So this is the old performance tab in the developer tools panel. So that tab for both recording and the analysis. And in the new one, in the Firefox Profiler, we have two different UIs now, the recording UI and the analysis UI. This is because recording UI should be very minimal, and the analysis UI also should be more powerful by utilizing all the space. So that's why we have two different UIs now. So this is the motto of Firefox Profiler. Capture a profile, analyze it, share it, and make the web faster. And let's see what the main advantages of the Firefox Profiler are. So it has more information with markers, screenshots, network requests and different type of visualizations and more. Also, this is one of the things that were actually written in the motto. So you can capture a profile and then share it with an expert. So this is pretty important because previously it wasn't as easy to share profile data with someone else. So, but now, in this case, you can either be the expert or somebody else can be the expert. And let's say that you are the expert and you cannot reproduce the issue, you can tell your colleague who can reproduce the issue to just capture a profile for you and send it to you. Then with that profile, you will be able to see what is that program doing at that moment, and you can understand the issue better. So, or somebody else can be the expert, and that way you can just capture a profile and send it to them, and they will be able to understand the issue better with that recording. And let's see how to capture a profile then. Actually, there are multiple ways to enable the Firefox profile, but I think this is the easiest one. So you can go to profile.firefox.com, as I told you, and then follow the instructions. That's pretty much it, because there's a big button that says enable the profiler menu button. When you click on that, a menu button will appear on the top right corner of your Firefox, and when you click on that little arrow, you'll see this pop up. So this is the recording UI as I've shown you before. There are not a lot of things to show here. There's settings, which is web developers by default, and this is the most lightweight version. So I would recommend to use that. And if you want to learn more, you can click on that link, and that will redirect you to the documentation. But also you can find the documentation link at the end of these slides. And there's just start recording and capture recording button. But also it's good to note that you can directly start and capture a profile with the shortcuts. This is pretty important because sometimes you wouldn't want to open the pop-up all the time, because opening a pop-up also creates an overhead for the Firefox, and you wouldn't want the recording of this pop-up visualization in your profile. So you can just use the shortcuts, which is Ctrl-Shift-1 and Ctrl-Shift-2. So now we've looked at how to capture a profile, now let's see how to capture a good profile. So biggest takeaway is to isolate the problem as much as possible. We don't want to see unrelated information in the profile, because that can distract us very easily. So it's not a must, but it's a good practice to remove the unrelated tabs and make sure that nothing else can interfere with the program that you are profiling and skew the data. So the second thing is to make sure you reproduce the result you want, because sometimes you might be looking at an intermittent issue and it may be tricky to reproduce. So you need to check the result in your web application to make sure that the result is the thing that you want. And also check in the profile analysis UI that you captured it successfully and you're happy with the result. Because sometimes you can start the profiling too late or you can end it too early, so you may miss the important piece. So don't hesitate to take multiple profiles, and don't be afraid of just discarding the old ones if you're not happy with them. And now we've seen how to capture a profile. The next step is the profiler analysis. So let's see the analysis UI. So as I've shown you before, this is the analysis UI, and at the top you are gonna see the timeline. And this is an overview of the Firefox's execution of your tab that you're profiling. It's a great way to see what's going on, because the x-axis is the time and the other categories or other colors are the functions that are being called. So you can understand in which time what type of function is being called. And it's also a great place to navigate in your profile. So For the navigation, we have this range selection. You can drag and drop a range and zoom into that view by clicking on that magnifier button. So when you click on that, this will use the 100% of the width, and all the information in the analysis UI will be updated for the view that you're seeing only. And also in this timeline, we have the screenshots. So that's a great visual indicator to see what's happening in the web page when you are recording this profile. And for example, when you are calling a function or when you're clicking somewhere. So when you hover over a screenshot also in the timeline, you will see this bigger version of the screenshot so you can see more details. Also below the screenshots, we have the category graph. So this is the graph of the functions that are being called, but they are aggregated by the category. And all the colors in that graph represents a different category. So for example, in this graph, yellow means JavaScript, blue means DOM, and orange means GC. So if you see a lot of oranges intermittently all the time, that means that we're doing a lot of GC, and then you can try to understand why we are doing this, and you can try to reduce that GC time because that can create an overhead overall. And under the category view, we have the markers. So markers are important events that are happening inside the Firefox's code execution. So they are more precise, and they also include additional information. So that's why they're pretty important, and you can see a lot of things, a lot of insight. As you can see in these, they are just black boxes, but when you hover over those, you're gonna see a lot of information. Also, I'm gonna show you in the next slide. Also, the good thing to note that like you can actually create your own markers by using the performance mark and performance measure APIs from JavaScript directly. So when you hover over those little squares, you're gonna see this marker tooltip. So this tooltip gives you a lot more information about those squares. For example, at first it gives you the time